Coach Shannon Hodge and Cassidy Moss, the leading scorer and all-time leading scorer for the Lady Rockets. Tonight, the Lady Rockets have won at Hopkins Central. Coach Hodge, this is a record-setting 22nd win of the season, and legendary status does not come easy sometimes. The last couple of games have been kind of tough, haven't they?
Yes, they have. You know, it didn't come easy tonight. I told the girls, you know, I feel like there's been some kind of big something riding on our backs for the last week or so, and you know, maybe this knocked it off. I hope so.
It was on it for almost four quarters tonight.
Yeah, it definitely was. But you know, I'm proud of them for continuing to play hard, and we played well enough to get a win. And this, you know, this Hopkins Central team is a pretty good little team, even though their record isn't isn't as good as it was, but in the last couple of years. They still have a lot of kids with a lot of experience, and they're a tough team to beat, especially on their home floor and on their senior night.
And this is the floor that the regional tournament will be played on. And I know you would like to come over here tonight and burn the nets up a little bit, but we kind of struggled a little bit, but we got the win and trailed most of the game.
And we did. You know, we knew that one thing we were going to have to do well was rebound, and we just had spurts where we didn't get that done. And that's what they're best at. And then, we didn't handle their pressure very well a lot of times. I feel like we got on our heels and just, didn't move the ball well. But, like you said, we played well enough to win. We got a little streak there, made a run at one time and took the lead. And I don't think we ever gave it up after we took it. So, again, that's a sign of some maturity this team has gained this year, because in the past I don't know that we would have done that. I'm very proud of them for that, and proud of the 22nd win. Even though it didn't come real easy, this group of kids have come a long way this year and have accomplished a lot together. You know, I've seen them individually as a team really grow. And, I told them after the game, we can't let that stop. We got to continue to desire more and continue to play with that belief, that we have, and it's what's gotten us where we are.
Cassidy, this has been a season full of accolades and accomplishments for you individually and for this team. What's left now? What's left on your list of goals?
Honestly, it's just to finish up the season strong. We've all said at the beginning of the year, Coach Hodge had individual conferences with us, and we all said that we wanted district nets, and so that's what we're going to focus on right now, is just really doing little things like Coach Hodge has been telling us to do, and just hopefully that'll get us full. Actually, we know that we got to do little things to pull through and get those nets.
And this 22nd win of the season, the fact that this team will go down in history, what does that mean to you?
I'm glad I can be a part of it. You know, it's an honor just to be a part of something like this. You know,
I'm sure all your life you've heard of the accomplishments of Ronnie Moss in football. Now you're going to be right up there with him at this legendary status.
Well, hopefully.
You're blushing a little bit, Kate.
Yeah.
In 10 years, 15 years, what will come to mind?
Well, you know, I think this is a team that I have been waiting to blossom for the last two or three years. And, I know I've had this conversation. I've told you many times I think they can be a special group. And they finally, set their teeth and got in there and decided to make positive things happen. And I think it was a great collective effort around a tremendous player in Cassidy. And she's had a wonderful supporting cast. And I think I will remember for this season just the growth and the maturity that I've seen into the team that I knew they always could be. I will continue to try to bring their best out of them these last week or so, because I know how important those district nets are to these girls. I've talked about it for years. And, I think it's ours for the taking, but we're going to have, I told them in the locker room a while ago, there's three other teams in the district that want them just as bad. And so we have to do what we did to win the Class A region, and that's just make our mind up and not let anything get in our way. Not be denied. You know, will that thing to happen, and I think it can.
And we still do not know who we're going to play in the district tournament or even what day we'll play on. It'll be Monday or Tuesday. And we could either play Livingston County or Trigg County because we share the title in the regular season, and we'll flip a coin. It's on Wednesday.
Right, tomorrow night we'll flip a coin. I'm pretty sure that we will play on Monday. The girls and boys, you know, change every year who plays the Monday, Thursday, and then the Tuesday, Friday. And I'm pretty sure we played Tuesday, Friday last year.
Cassidy, this is the year we've got Livingston County, a team we struggled a little bit against the last time. Wine County, a team that's beat us. And now the district tournament is at Trigg County, which your home team has some sort of advantage. What do you think going into this tournament? What's it going to take to win it?
It's honestly, we just got to do the little things. You know, that's just one of the most important things, boxing out and just taking open shots and just getting rebounds. We just got to do all those good things and just play as a team.
All right, well, I know this is a super special win tonight, 22, and setting a new school record for the Lady Rockets, and I know you have your sights set. Two more, and you tied the school record. I think it was back in 1952 the boys team won 24. So,
you know, in all of this, we've kind of really just tried to take a game at a time and haven't talked about those things a whole lot. But I believe if we'll approach Friday night and then next week's district tournament positively, and we go out and play tough defense, like Cassie said, rebound the ball in transition. You know, that's something that we struggled with tonight. We didn't get things in transition like we usually do. So we've got to get back to that, and I think we can accomplish it.
Little work left to do.
Yes.
All right. So congratulations on this, and good luck next week.